Blog Talk Radio.
LGBT live syndicated radio station out there. Yes, ma'am. If you don't know about it, you better ask about it. Anyway, if you do not know who I am, you know, the one, the only, KC. It gets no better than that. Calling from the Richmond, Virginia area code. I bet you don't even know what area code it is. 804. Yes. Tonight we have a lovely co-host, as you may know her as Butter Booty. My lovely co-host, Butter Booty. Go ahead and tell everybody I have a little bit more.
My name ain't Butter Booty. Y'all already know who this be. It's Teddy P. Calling from that good old 757. Ladies, stand up. What's going on with your bro, Cam?
Man, I can't just get over the show last night, man. We got a new nickname. Yeah. You already know. That's going to be your nickname, Butter Booty.
I take Flexible Teddy Bear all any day over that Butter Booty shit. No way.
Your name is Butter Booty.
Whatever.
Yes, that's your name. That is your name.
Yeah,
nah,
okay.
But you know, ladies. Last night we had a wonderful topic. We was talking about lesbians. Let's talk about lesbians, right? Yeah, you know.
We talked about lesbians.
Lesbians, girls. We was discussing, before we go into today's topic, I'm going to go ahead and recap from last night. We were sitting here talking about lesbians that go through family members, you know, that have family members that they're always there for, but they're never there for them. So I'm going to definitely recap and tell you how I feel about that. I just feel like, you know, nobody in this world, whether they family, friends, associates, haters, whatever, they're not obligated to love you. They're not obligated to be there for you. They're not obligated to do anything for you. What you have to do is, if you reach out to somebody and they're not reaching back out to you, the only thing you can do is one or two. You can still be nice to these people because some people are nice regardless, or you can choose to leave these people alone. I just feel like that everybody was not meant to be in your circle for the rest of your life. Some people are. You have people that are there for lifetimes. You have people that are there for just seasons, and you have people that are just there just because. And if they're just there just because, those are people that do not need to be in your circle at no time. I don't care if they're family or friends. So if the people that you're surrounding yourself around is not positive, you know, all the time, you need to reevaluate the circle that you are in, whether they're family or friends. That's just me. That's how I look at the situation. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a very, very, very touchy topic again. You know how we do. The first hour, hey, we got to get into the serious stuff because it's some stuff that everybody needs to know. But, you know, the second hour, that's all I'm going to say, Butter Booty.
You know
girl,
what?
We picking with you for about a month. We call you Butter Booty for a month.
I know. I'm ready for it. I ain't mad. I'm getting used to that name, bro. I'm going to get used to it eventually.
But you know what? It's all fun, Teddy. You know,
yeah.
It's all fun. And we got to spice up the conversation sometimes. And last night, you did it. I loved it. Girl, I laughed all night. I was talking about Butter Booty all day. So
yeah, I know. I know. I got tweets and stuff to about 4 o'clock this morning, man. I mean, I was kind of a little bit mad at first, but now that I think about it, it was all in fun. And we both made people nice, especially me. You know what I'm saying? I got people telling me I was sad and depressed. And then when y'all got on the radio and you talking about butter booties and shit, I was rolling in the bed laughing. I'm like, I'm glad I can make you smile and laugh. That's what I'm here for. All
right. All right. So tonight's show, we will be discussing abusive relationships. I find that this relationship does not get talked about a lot. I mean, we have talked about it before during another topic was the main topic, but let's make the main topic abusive relationships. Not only abusive relationships, but we want to slash it out and call it no means no. That's either relationships or, if you know, rape victims or anything that has to do with no means no. Okay, before we get into the topic, I definitely would like to hear Teddy's input on the whole, the abusive relationship, whether it's either, you know, physical or mentally, or is unwanted. How do you feel about it, Teddy?
I feel about it. It's not right. I mean, I've been through it before, and it's not cool. Whether it's physical, I've never been through a physical, you know, abusive relationship. I've been through a mental, and they try to control your mind and, you know, try to tell you what to do. And if you know you can get out of it, you know what I'm saying, you got to make a plan. You just can't jump right out. And the rape situation, if a woman tells you no, that's what the hell she means. Because regardless of what state you're in, that's rape. You can go to jail just like a straight man can. It's not right. I don't condone it. It's wrong. If I hear about somebody, you know, it's happening to somebody, oh, it's a problem. It's just flat out wrong. Either way you put it.
Okay. You know, my input on the whole no means no. Are you deaf, dumb, blind, or stupid? No means no. I don't care if you a kid in the candy store and your mother say no means no, it means no means no. You know, if you don't know who's talking, it's KC. But this is how I feel about a lot of people that are in those situations. You know, we're not going to talk about rape because sometimes you can't really stop that sometimes, you know, now unless you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When it comes down to abusive relationships and it comes down to mentally abused and physically abused, this is my thing. A lot of people say, oh, I love her. She is the best thing to me. But so you're telling me you love getting your ass beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be cold, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. A lot of women that are in these relationships, they always taking up for these people that's whooping their ass on a daily basis. I don't care. You a grown woman. And I don't know about you. When I was coming up from birth, my mama always told me, if somebody hit you, you need to hit them back. You do not need to be... them bullies, don't let them bullies take advantage of you. You need to show them what your mama gave you, girl, because let me come home and I got my ass beat. Oh, I'm getting my ass beat by my mama. You know what I'm saying? That's just real tough. So, you know, if you are in a relationship with a woman that's whooping your ass, it's not because you can't get out. It's because you choose to stay there. That's just real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I listen to people all day, and I give them the same. You know, a lot of people, they just don't want to hear it. But sometimes you got to be real. You got to, like, listen to someone that's giving it to you raw and uncut. If you don't like to get your ass beat, get the fuck out of the situation.
Say so.
Whether you got to get out calling the police, whether you got to get out whipping some ass, whether you got to get out getting a squad up, whatever, you can get out. Stop making excuses for these people that's treating you like a dog. Abuse in no form of fashion is not the business. It's not, man. And people, I'm trying to tell you, a person will only do to you what you allow them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep getting your ass whooped, you keep on allowing them to do it. I'm just telling you, stand up right now, stand strong. If you're in a relationship right now, these people are treating you like dogs, beating on you, whatever, you need to stand on your two feet. And you need to get out. TDJ said, let go and let God. That means get out. Let God take you. Even if you're going to be homeless after you get out of the situation, when you have faith in God, you're going to go far.
Amen.
He's not going to just leave you homeless. No. There are shelters for abused women out here that will take you in and will get you back to health, find you a job, feed you, clothe you for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's always a way. So stop making excuses and get out. And I don't want to hear, it's so hard. No, it's not hard. You're making it hard. Because you could do anything you want to do. You could do anything you want to do in your life. You need to stop making excuses. It is what it is. Stop making excuses. T, if she want to punch you in your face, let me tell you something. Let Big T punch me in my face, girl. I got my lace front on. My lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. Let her punch me in my face, especially in my lip gloss on it. Mm-mm.
Girl, it's a problem.
Damn it is, girl. I'm going to take it to the house, girl. We're going to be singing, girl. It's going to be,
Call me, honey. I got your back.
Yes, that will be the last. That will be the last feminine she punch. Okay? Punch me in the face, T. Punch me. Punch KC in the face. Okay? I'm going to go punch me. That's all I got to say about the situation. Punch me. You call it, it is what it is, but if she punched me, it will be the last person punch. She better learn. That's all I got to say.
She's going to learn today.
She's going to learn today. Say it again. Say that she's going to what?
She's going to learn today.
Yes, girl, my lip gloss is popping. Girl, my lip gloss is cool. Girl, let her punch me, girl. It'll be like, Byron, I'm going to be cheap. I'm going to give it a knuckle. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, shit.
Huh. Yes, she better watch it. So, ladies, if you have a big stud that's in there, not even the studs. We got some films. This is your punch, too. Now you telling me, Dom, you can't get out of that situation. Let me tell you some, Dom. All these Billy Badass in the street on Facebook. Yeah, man, shit. You know I'm the baddest stud ever. You know, but you at home getting smacked around by your fam. Let me tell you something. You better man up. You better man up. You better let her know she punched you one more time. You gonna go Medea on her. You better let her know. You better grab your purse. She'll back down. Grab the purse. That's all you gotta do. Grab the purse. Because I don't play with people going through relationships where people are treating them terrible physically. You know, and it's not even physical. Somebody can hurt your feelings just down talking you. Now, I'm telling you, if somebody's talking bad down on you, those are not the people that you should need to be around in your life. Words hurt too. A lot of people say sticks and stones. Nah, baby, words hurt. They hurt just as well. So you need to be with somebody that's gonna lift you up and not push you down. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to be able to grow if you're constantly having people around you that's negative. Oh, I love her. She only says that when she may know she's saying that because you're allowing her to say it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a female needs is one time. Put her in her place. You don't have to cuss and say profanity, but you can curse her out. It's curse and cuss. You can curse her out and let her know what it is. Like, look, you're not going to be talking to me like this. I'm not your dog. I need to get up in her face and say it. You know what I'm saying? Because, honey, I'm just glad God blessed me with the woman that he blessed me with, because she don't get up in my face. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying, bro? She don't get up in my face. But I've had women that have gotten up in my face, and I got right back up in theirs. Look, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
You need to calm down right now. Not right now. You know, right now. Yes.
Right this second.
Right this second. So how you feel about rape, Teddy?
Well,
how you feel about people taking advantage of people and they're saying no? How do you feel about that?
I feel like them type of people need to go kill themselves twice, revive themselves, and kill themselves again. Stay like that. Like I say, that shit is wrong. I've been through it not once, but twice. So I know how it is to say no and then, you know, get taken advantage of. It's not cool. Not cool. One bit. If a female say no, you better motherfucking listen. And that's just real talk. You better listen. Because one of two things is going to happen. Either that other female's going to kill you, or you're going to go to jail. For a mighty long time. Then once your ass get out, her peoples, whether it be real family, you know, a gay family, friends, whatever the case may be, gonna come get your ass. That's just wrong. I can't stand people who take advantage of people like that. Especially if you go out to the club and y'all, you know, get the drinking and whatnot. And you touching all on or whatever, and then she say no, and you still forcing yourself? No, that ain't cool. Let me see some shit like that. It's not going to be a pretty picture.
Mm. Ooh, Lord. Teddy.
Yes, yes.
Girl, let me tell you about how I felt about rape.
Come on, bro.
It's KC again, lady. Look. You heard it got quiet for a second because I had to get myself together because I'm over here. You know, I'm chocolate is on the well and my face don't got red, girl. Now.
Calm down, bro. Calm down.
I'm going to calm down. I'm going to calm down, ladies. Lord.
Mm.
Now, first of all, okay. Now, this is talking about. Okay, here we go. Well, it's never okay. Now, if you're playing foreplay and you're doing it like that, that's something that's planned. You know what I'm saying? But if you're having, okay, you're just sitting there talking and somebody rubs on your leg and you're telling them no. Any situation that you go through and somebody tells you no, to me, it's rape. You don't have to touch the private parts, but you're touching someone unwillingly. They don't want you to touch them. They even go to the club. You dancing on the girl or whatever, and you start rubbing on her booty, and she says no, and you continue to touch her booty. That's rape. That's a form of rape. It's not the big rape, but it's a form of rape because the person said no. That's harassment. You know what I'm saying? My thing. Sometimes it is controllable, and sometimes it's not. We all understand that. We all understand that. But when it comes down to the lesbian community, I talk about big, bulky man with big muscles named Tito. We talking about this chick named T. We're going to use T. All right? I like the name T. We're going to use T. We're going to use her. Him. Her. Stud. Yes, we're going to use T. Ladies. And studs, because some studs are raped too. Yes, we're raped too, ladies. I'm AG, but we're raped. Just because we look like Bolo Tomboys, we get raped too. They rape us. Yes, they do. How do you feel, Teddy, when somebody touched you unwillingly?
I have a look on my face like, bro, really? If you keep touching me, I don't put my hands on females. But if you touch me, and I give you a look and I say, no, I'm good, don't touch me, and you keep doing it, I'm going to backhand you so hard, you're going to go into next year.
Girl, Butter Booty going to backhand you, girl. Butter Booty going to backhand you. Y'all better not mess with Butter Booty.
Crazy, man.
Crazy,
I love
man.
You, dog. You crazy.
But a boom, back smack you, girl. She knows she's a flexible teddy bear, girl. So you know her head is gonna go back ways real hard, girl. I'm sorry,
bro. You know I love you. You know I love.
No, you know
her.
I love you, man.
You
know
I
love you.
You know I love that. I told you about that on the radio, though. I told you.
I know, man. I know you love it, man. We can't let everybody know that we get it in at the dock after the radio show. Can't let people know
that. But I told you about that. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Okay.
But, yeah, Teddy, you know, I just kind of two women going at it. I have been in the situations where I think all AG, all butches have been, you know, whatever label you call yourself, we all have been in a situation where a woman just couldn't take no, you know, and even that goes to the femmes too. But I'm here to tell you, if I tell you no, and you touch me one more goddamn time.
Oh, Lord.
One more time. Let me take my cigar out of my mouth. I ain't smoking cigar for real, y'all ladies. I don't even get twist. Look, let me take my cigar. Let me take out my candy cigarette. Now, look. She touched me and I told her no the first time. When she touched me again, I'm not giving her no look. Look for what? That means no. Do not put your filthy hands on me no more. I'm going to say it like that in her face. Don't touch me no more. And if she touch me again, I'm going to get up. I'm going to put my lace front on. It's going to be two fams fighting, girl. I'm going to beat the hell out of you. You
know
what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I'm
going to
beat
going
this
down.
Girl. I'm going to beat the hell out of her. I'm going to take some and smack in the head with a girl. I'm going to take a stick. It is what it is.
Like I told
There's
you,
no
means alone.
No means no. It means no. Do I have to say it for you even louder? No. No. Come on, Teddy, what is it?
No means no, goddammit.
No means no. Don't touch it. Caution. Back away from the pussy. You know, back away. It's stop. So, you ladies is up here thinking it's big and bad to go out and jump on somebody and they don't want you to jump on them. You got. They told you no the first time. So, if they jump back on you. And they get to you, bam, bam. You can't even get mad because they told you no. I'm sorry if I got a little exclusive, ladies, but it is what it is. So, ladies, we're going to talk about this. Press number one right now. If you would like to give your 5, 10, 15 cents, and if you got a dollar, girl, you can't give a dollar because we don't got time for a dollar of talk. Okay?
No.
If you got 5 or 10 cents, which means 2 or 3 to 5 minutes, let's go. Now, if you hear this,
time to go.
Don't get mad at me because I'm going to have to cut you off because I told you no dollar, okay? Look,
919-06.
Let's talk about it. No means no. How you doing?
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Hey,
how are y'all?
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So y'all remember that night? When I told you about one of my friends and whatnot and how she was in an abusive relationship and all that good shit.
Yeah.
Right? So.
I don't know.
Guess who beat that girlfriend's ass? Guess who did it? Just guess.
She got tired then.
No, I did. I told you I won't play no type of games. When I came back to Durham, I was going to beat that ass. So. Guess who did it?
I did.
We're playing that type of games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my best friend, she's cool now. Like, she lives in a group home right now. So, yeah, her parents, they didn't want her back. So, I couldn't take her at my house. So, she got to do what she got to do. But, yeah. I beat old girl's ass. I won't play no type of games. And I told that girl, the next time I see her, I'm going to beat her ass again. And every time I see her, I'm just going to beat her ass. I'm not even going to tell her why I'm doing it. I'm just going to beat her ass every time I see her. So, yeah. But, all right, to this topic. I'm a victim of sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse. Like, I done been through it all. I done been through it with a relationship. I done been through it with people I love. I done been through it with family members, strangers. It's just crazy to me. And when it was, like, terrible, like, I'm going to say, like, I wouldn't say back in the day, because I'm not even that old. But back when I was younger, it was like a period of years where it was just like constantly happening to me. And I felt like it was my fault. And I was a weak bitch and all this other type of shit, because I never said anything. I held it in. I didn't tell anybody. And like it was just crazy to me. And when I finally opened up, it was like, people was like, I'm lying, and I deserved it, and all this other type of stuff. And, like, my own girlfriend, a female that I was freaking in love with, raped me because she got mad because I caught her cheating. She got mad because I went off on her and decided she was just going to go Incredible Hulk on me, eat my ass, and just rape me. And it thought the shit was going to be cool. The next day, I was supposed to be all lovey-dovey in her face. Hell nah, bitch. Do you know what you just did last night? Come on now. What are you talking about? I never said anything about that either. But I let it go. And I just kept going on, like, going on with my life. And then eventually, stuff started catching back up to me, and I started having breakdowns, and then that's when the whole suicide shit came into part, and felt like the world was against me, and all this other type of stuff, and I just was like, I don't want to be here anymore. People just keep taking advantage of me, and hurting me, and say they love me one minute, and the next minute they all down my throat. So I was like, just, ugh, I'm over it. Then breakthrough came, and I'm not going to say I'm happy, but I'm better now. I don't let it bother me as much as it used to, but, yeah, I'm better now. Oh, by the way, I do want to thank you guys so much, because you guys have helped me a lot. You may not know it, but you guys have helped me a lot, and I really, really love you guys. Like, seriously, I love you with all my heart.
We love you.
Group hug.
We're gonna call you Butter Booty Junior.
Oh God! I got a junior sweet.
Yeah, but
I really love you guys. Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'll be waiting for 12 o'clock to hit just so I can talk to y'all. I'm trying to tell you, bro. I love you guys. Like, seriously.
We love you, too. We definitely thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're going through anything, you know my Twitter, KCVI, she's on. And you know Teddy. What's your Twitter, Teddy?
Oh, Teddy's following me.
Oh, she's following you?
Yeah,
you can get in contact with us. We're not going to bite you. Or anything, DM, you hit us on Facebook. However you want to do it, just don't be scared to talk to us. We're here for you 100%, okay?
All day.
Okay. Don't make me come get you, girl.
I get the belt. I'm going to get the belt now. You represent
the belt
me.
And the crystal.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want the belt. I might like it.
You're not going to talk about that right now. Mm-mm.
No,
not.
Oh, man.
That's later on now.
That's after dark. You hear me? 30 minutes.
After dark. Come on now.
Oh man. Hey, but this is a great topic. It really is. I started crying when y'all first started talking about it. But it's a wonderful topic. So yeah, I'm about to get back to my happy mode. So yeah, I'm keep listening. Y'all go back to the rest of your callers. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
All right.
Thanks y'all for the love. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
Area code 340-227. Tonight's topic is, we're sitting here and we're talking about abusive relationships. And the side topic is, We're talking about no means no. Anything dealing with rape, anything meaning with no means no. So we want your input on that. Area code 340-227. When you hear the firecrackers, it's time to go. But you still got a good time to talk. So here we go. 340-227. All right. 302-287. You know the topic. We're talking about relationships, abusive relationships, and no means no. Holla.
What's good? Hey, Casey. Hey, hey baby.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey. So, abusive relationships. Let's see. I was in one with my wife. You know, she had a hand problem. She had a temper problem, but it's never good to be in for the ladies are in abusive relationships. It's never right. If they hit you, they're going to hit you again. My wife was just woman enough to apologize before she passed away. So, you know, made me respect her even more because she knew she needed help and she was working towards that, you know, before it was her time to go home. So I won't really get into that. All I'll say is that abuse is never good. A woman doesn't deserve to be hit. Nor as, you know, you have fans out there who hit studs and, ladies, keep your hands to yourself. That's not the way to work a problem out. The way to work a problem out is to sit and talk. If you can't sit and talk, then you're not enough to be in a relationship. Point blank, simple. Now, moving on to rape. I know y'all touched home with that. I don't play with rape. For my close friends, they know I was gang raped. I was kidnapped and tortured and fucked in every different way possible for 10 days before I was rescued. And the niggas who did it, they went to jail. And we did a trial, and they all went to jail. My son is a product of rape. I forgave the niggas because I wasn't going to be a victim. I wasn't going to allow them to keep the power. So I did forgive them, and I asked the Lord every day to have mercy on their soul. Because at the time, they let the devil win. And I don't know, they could have changed their life and handed their life over to God. So I do forgive them. But I do not play when it comes to rape. Rape is no fucking game, is no joke. It mentally fucks you up. I don't mean to curse, but this touches home for me. I don't play. Mentally, I went through it. Mentally, I couldn't even touch my son when he was born. I told the doctors to get that little nigga out my face. I had to go to therapy for years to build a relationship with a child that I had. So, no, for the bitches who act like they don't know how to not go after the girl. She says no, that's it. That's completely it. There's nothing more to talk about. A no means no. It doesn't mean to be touched. It doesn't mean to be shit. I don't play when it comes to rape. It's not a game for me. I've been there. I've experienced it. I'm a victim of it. I know all too well about it. It's a power thing. And niggas who rape out there, and even bitches, because you have bitches who rape girls out there, it's all about the power. They love the cry, and they love that they have your life in their hands. And it's not something to be played with. You can fuck somebody's life up. I did the cutting. I did the suicide attempts. I did the trying to hang myself, taking the pills, drinking bleach, drinking Pine Sol. Trust me, I did it all. It ain't nothing. That's why I have the attitude, and that's why I'm the woman that I am, because I've been there. I've been through hell. I've been through the worst. And can't no bitch or no nigga out there tell me no different. I've seen it, experienced it, and my rape was put on tape. And guess what? When we went to trial, I had to live through it again because I had to sit in the little witness box and watch the tape. I had to watch the tapes for 3 days and watch everybody in the courtroom see everything that the niggas did to me. So, no, it's not a fucking game. Don't, a woman says no, that's what the fuck she means. Don't do it because you're going to destroy her. The guys destroyed me, and the only thing that helped me get my life back together was God and my therapist. And I still go to fucking therapy to this day because I don't trust no fucking body, and that's why I don't fuck nobody. That's why I stay celibate because I don't trust. Sex is scary to me. I might play with it. I might joke with it. But sex is serious to me. I'm not going to lay down and let you open that up because that is a wound. If that wound gets opened up, you can fuck me up mentally. So that's why I have a huge wall around me. And that's the niggas did that. They mentally fucked my head up, and I had to mentally get back right. So, ladies, if you tell a nigga no, and I'm not only speaking to the gay people, but if you tell a nigga no, and or you tell a female no, or if she tell you no, please don't do it to her, please, because you're going to fuck her life up if you rape her. And that's everything. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Don't do it, because you're going to fuck her life up. And that's, I mean, honestly, that's all I have to say. I know I don't hide what I've been through in my past, because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what nobody think about it. I'm real, and I tell my story because I know there's people out there that have been through what I've been through, and know that for the victims, and I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the victims of rape. God always going to have us. It wasn't our fault. It's the niggas or the bitches who did it. They didn't understand that no men know, and they took advantage, and they're going to pay one day. But just know that we're good. You don't always have to be a victim. You get up and you hold your head up, and you keep on walking, because those niggas got to pay. You don't got to pay. And that's all I have to say, Casey. Mm. I'm sorry I went in for a little bit. No, forgive me.
Whew. Well, I'm definitely, I'm sorry that all that happened to you, but I also know that what happened to you also made you into the person you are today, which is awesome. You're a very awesome person. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ladies, listen to her. She's telling you some real stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling you some real stuff, and she's not sugarcoating anything. It's raw and it's
I don't. You know, Casey, you can't sugarcoat things with people, because if you do, they won't fully understand it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows, well, not everybody knows, but my close friends know I don't deal with my real mother just off of the basis of she went to her college and told her college about her daughter being raped and that her daughter deserved it. And I was upset about it for a long time, but then at the end of the day, I told her, you know, when we sat in counseling, I'm glad you went and told them, because you know why? It's nothing for me to be ashamed of. And, you know, I went through what I went through, but like I said, I'm no longer a victim. I'm just right. A woman who speaks about it, you know. I speak about it. I talk to young girls around my way about it every day. Rape is real. And for people who laugh at it or think it's funny that women get raped out here, it ain't fucking funny. I live with a product of rape every day. And me and my son still go to counseling because we have to still keep the bond that we have. And I had to learn that it wasn't his fault that he's here or the way that he got here, but he's here. And a lot of people out there, you have a lot of women out there who are products of rape. You know, I have a friend that's 40 and she's a product of rape. It's no joke. It's not that it goes away. It never goes away. It sticks with you. All you do is you learn to cope with it, because you still got to deal with the flashbacks and you still got to deal with the nightmares and you still got to deal with, you know, if I'm walking down the street at, you know, if it's past 8 o'clock, trust and believe I got my 22 on me and a nigga just coming up on me, tapping me, he might get his head blown off. Not his fault, but it's the nigga that did the shit that they did to me, so I don't trust no nigga. I'll take a nigga life in a minute because I just don't trust them. I look at all of them like you might do something. So that's why I continue to be in therapy and I continue to read my Bible and I continue to pray, because it's not every man is not a rapist. But in my eyes, every man to me is a rapist, and that's only because I've been through what I've been through. So if you have women who want to talk to you, or you get in a relationship with a woman who's been raped, don't, you know, you might come in the house one day, you might be drunk, you might want to have sex with her. Don't force her. Make sure she feel up to it. Make sure she's okay with having sex with you, because that might bring back a flashback. Emotionally, that might open up a wound for her, and she might not be ready. And you need to know that. You need to know and pay attention to the different signs. But I'm not going to take up all your time. You know, thank you for letting me vent and let me go in for a little bit. I'll still be listening. I'm about to go sip on my baby food through a straw because the bitch is hungry, and I can't wait for Tuesday because I'm going to fuck some IHOP up. I want like 10 pancakes and some grits and cheese and some steak and everything else, because I'm
going to
diet. Not right.
I want some. I'm coming with you. I want some.
Just talk about all that good, delicious food on the phone. Sure.
I know, right?
Listen, y'all know I cook every day, okay? And this doctor is talking about a soup diet for a week. Listen, Mimi is tiny. But Mimi is a fat bitch, and I want my flock. Now, wait till Tuesday. I promise you, I'm going to get IHOP at 2 o'clock in the morning when they open. Bitch, where is the food? I am hungry. I want everything, honey.
Oh, Lord. She about to shut it down at IHOP.
Bro, honey, I cannot wait. Because next week, when I tell you, I'm going to go in with some oxtails and some curry chicken and some jerk chicken, some macaroni and cheese, some collard greens, a little fried cornbread, some yams. I'm going to go in next
week. Well, I want my plate. I done told you. I want my plate. Stop playing.
I mean, she about to have Christmas over there.
Damn right. We going up 13, bro. We getting the plate.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. Y'all mad. Get to the rest of y'all callers. I'll be listening because I know you got another topic coming up.
And you know it. All right. Let's go to 919-989-WINNERNESS. Hello, you know the topic.
Winners, how's my motherfucking winners doing over there?
Doing good over here.
Yeah, doing good, making changes, doing things. That's what I talk about. Fucking love you guys.
Oh,
I really do. I'm sorry, I'm sore from the fight I had to get in to get here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
As soon as I saw the tweet, I was like, damn, let me start. Mm-hmm. You fucking bitch, clean the kitchen.
I know that's right.
So it's like, yeah, no. You know how I be, man, these hoes. They're like, oh, I want all your time. Now, this is what I found ironic about tonight's topic, that I might not be able to call in because, like, the topic is on abusive relationships, and I might not be able to call in because of an abusive relationship. How ironic is that?
Wow.
You can tell me you don't love the irony of that little tidbit right there. I love it. I was like, ugh, how perfectly imperfect is this situation. No, but she's not abusive. She's just, you know, I hate everybody that's not you abusive. You know what I talk about?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important while we doing abusive relationships tonight that y'all make sure y'all speak on mental abuse, even though you ain't got to be getting knocked in the head to be abused. I don't necessarily have any stories on rape. I've had some dude try to take it. I won. Yeah, this is the thing. If you lay on your stomach and lock your ankles, ladies, real talk, this shit work. I know. I'm here to tell you. Grown man, I'm a grown woman. If you're on your stomach, grab your crotch, lock your ankles, don't move from that position. You can stay like that and they can't penetrate. Well, they can't penetrate certain holes. They can get you somewhere else. Just know your pussy safe. Just a little FYI tidbit for you guys. That works. Now, as far as abusive relationships, girl, I've been... You already know some bitch tried to take me out one time. Okay, so don't get me started. And you already know. I've seen the aftermath of rape really up close and personal. My older sister was raped, and I've seen the outcome of that. She has not spent, it happened when she was 12. And sometimes when you fuck a little girl, she get freaked out and get all sexual. She has not had a boyfriend from 12 until now. She's 31 and she's not been single one day in her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of fucked her up like that. And it was kind of weird to watch. I mean, you know, rape fucks you up in lots of different ways. And, you know, molestation fucks you up and verbal abuse will get you, and mental abuse will get you, and physical abuse will get you. And I don't deal. I don't deal with things of that nature. Like, every time I tell you I'm having problems with a girl and I can't call in the she-zone, trust, it's a different girl. It's a different girl. I'll be replacing these hoes. They just get the damn thigh out, and I swear they go crazy. I'll be holding out on sex for as long as possible. Because I want shit to stay fun and cute and, you know, I'll call you when I get home, okay. So I'll be holding off on sex for a minute. But once they get it, it's on to the next one. I swear to God. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, I'm really not trying to brag or toot my own horn or, like, brush my shoulders off. But I'll be, oh, well, I have a 5-date rule and shit, like, just so it can stay fun for a little while. Because once they get the D, that's it. I can't get on the phone. I can't call a friend. I can't Facebook. I'm not allowed near Twitter. It's horrible. And people need to know that if a person is around you and they are trying to get you to separate from your friends and your family, and they get jealous if you look at a nigga on TV, and they get jealous if you look at the bitch you gave your ice cream cone, something is wrong. Something is not right. And y'all need to, like, hey, that's not normal. I can't do that. I can't be with this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, so you just hugged up in the club? Like, what the fuck you mean? I know that bitch longer than I know you.
Yeah. That's some true stuff. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Now, be careful out there, ladies, man. I know y'all might be thinking I'm a hypocrite and shit, but these be new bitches. When I be like, man, she tripping. She won't let me call. And the next time I say that, it's never the same bitch. Not once have I said something to you about a bitch twice. If that's what goes on in your life, I'm attracting crazy bitches, whatever, but they not crazy twice. They do one crazy act, and then it's on to the next one. And that's what everybody should do, and it's not easy to be on to the next one, and it's not easy to tell somebody who you love that they can't have a second chance, but it gets easier. The more they just keep practicing, the more you do it, the easier it'll be to tell a bitch to kick rocks. Just keep that going. That's it. I don't want you to firecracker me.
Yeah. You can't do that. You're a winner.
You had 30.
You guys are fucking winners.
30 more seconds than you.
Well, I need to figure out how to say winner in 15 languages because I love y'all so much. I fucks with y'all. And Teddy, this is an angel talking to you right now. Watch who you converse with seriously. Like, watch who has your personal number and watch who you fucks with, okay?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Watch who you converse with seriously. Your fans, your listeners, bitches on Twitter, they don't count. You know, hey, how you doing? But people, for real, just, you know, look around you.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
Well,
I ain't looking. I got people looking like you looking for me, and I appreciate that.
Hey, and I got you.
Yes. I'm glad somebody said that to you, Teddy.
Oh, I saw you guys on the Juice. Hey.
Hey.
Shout out to Mimi and the Juice while I got a minute. Mimi and the, oh, my God. Did you see? Of course you saw her interview with Kelsey. I was right before. Yes, this is great. Fucking loved it. And her friend got luxurious locks. I want to pull them.
Yes, ain't you? He is cute, huh?
Yes, don't you want a little pull them? Don't you want to pull those little luxurious locks? I fucking love it. And she probably looked like it was very successful. I was a proud mama over here about the damn crowd. I was like, look at them. They did it.
Look at my baby.
Said that. Fucking winners. Fucking loved it. Yo, more videos. You're a fucking winner. Case is definitely a winner with your weight losing ass. God, I hate you. You happy you. What in the world?
Yeah, I'm going down. Look, I'm trying to get to 160. I'm trying to get to 160 by January. I'm going to get there. You know what I'm saying?
160 pounds of sick. Yes. You better do it, girl. That's what the fuck I talk about, living to be a better you. That's what the fuck I mean, your inspiration. And these serious topics is definitely what you need to be on, because if I hear one more hater show or thirsty bitch show, I'm going to kill my fucking self. That's it.
Don't do that.
So everybody knows.
Don't kill yourself. You know we don't get down like that.
Oh, well, I'm not going to. I'll burn the radio station down or whatever the fuck. I'll burn whatever the fuck. However they broadcast, I'll burn that shit down. Because if I hear, oh, my God, who's better, Studs or Fins, I don't even want to talk about shit I have to hear sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you got to speak on the real stuff, man.
Yeah, and I like it. I was like, okay, we're going to do the real, and then later on we're going to cut it down, make it nice and light and fluffy. You know,
yeah.
It's whatever. Y'all winners, whatever. Y'all fucking winners, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for the support, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And don't go nowhere, because After Dark will be coming up right soon.
Hey.
All right, here you go now. 72876. We're talking about domestic violence. no means no with the rape and different. This pretty much no means no. How do you feel about that 972876?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Eddie. Hi, KC.
Hi.
Hi.
About the topic, no means no. No definitely means no. I feel like if a female says no, that means stop. Don't go any further. When I was growing up, I was a victim of molestation. I was verbally, mentally, physically abused by boyfriends that I had and girlfriends that I have had in my past. And it was hard on me and on my children, especially when you have children with the physical and just the abuse altogether. It takes time to get over it. You will forgive, but you will never forget. And some people don't realize that. And that's a hard, hard, hard thought to bear and memory to bear with you for the rest of your life. The other topic about being raped, my little sister was raped a few years back. And, you know, my dad didn't believe it, but all the evidence was there. We took her to the hospital and everything. My dad didn't believe it. And we got into it really, really bad. Me and him, personally, ourselves, got into it really, really bad because rape is a big issue with me and molesting. Those both coincide to me. There's no difference in those. Some people see the difference and some people think it's not, but it is. It isn't. I just don't agree with it. Don't put your hands on anybody. But I am a fighter. So I will fight back if someone hits me. But I just don't think that people should, male or female, should put their hands on anybody. And if someone says no, it should mean no from the jump.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. But I can't wait for After Dark.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh,
huh.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I'm not scared. I'm ready for it. I ain't scared.
Oh, whatever, Teddy. You just told me 25 minutes ago you were scared.
Oh, Lord. No, I told you about that. I told you about
that. All right, I ain't gonna tell nobody. I promise I'm gonna tell nobody else.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now, I can't wait for After Dark and the topic of the episode of that show.
All right, well, stay tuned. We're coming up in less than 8 minutes after dark.
All right, bye, Teddy. Bye, Katie.
Bye.
All right, see you later. All right, area code 804-247. Ladies, if you want to talk about this topic, don't forget, press number one. We're not going to bite you.
Don't forget.
Area code 804-247 will be the last call we take before after dark. Let's go.
Hey. Hey, Teddy, AKC, my Teddy Ruffkin.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a comment because I'm listening to y'all while I was at work. And I just want to just make a little couple things clear because in the straight community, a lot of people feel like a lot of women are gay because they were, you know, sexually molested or something like that. Me personally, I never experienced that. You know what I'm saying? I have been in abusive relationships and stuff like that. But I'm listening to the ladies talk tonight, and, I mean, they have really had some cruel things happen to them. So my thing is, how do they, and maybe you can answer this, KC, how do people, how should I word this question? Let me see. And don't firecrack me. How do people, like, put that past if someone else touching them in a certain type of way? You know, I'm listening to these ladies, and I kind of feel, you know, I feel for them to go through that, so much torture and all that, and it's just, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of weird with the conversation that's going on tonight. So how do you think that women can actually bypass all of that stuff that, you know what I'm saying, them being molested, them being hurt by someone, even someone they probably know, a family member or something like that? So explain that to me right quick.
What do you mean by bad pass?
I mean, as far as, you know what I'm saying, that they can move on with their life. I mean, I know you have to forgive people.
Yeah.
I know you have to forgive, because if you still live into whatever happened to you, you know what I'm saying, you never want to, you know, prosper. But, I mean, how do they get that, get to that point where they actually can forgive and they can go on with their lives?
I think, honestly, I think a person will never, ever forget what happened to them, especially when it comes down to rape. I think that's something that will always go with them for the rest of their lives. The only advice I can give to somebody that has been in that situation, because I just feel like we all been through something. It might wasn't as bad as others, but we all been through somebody trying to get us unwittingly, whether it was, you know, a man or a woman, you know what I'm saying? I just look at, like, you know, I look at that stuff like this, you know, you just gotta have faith, man. You gotta pray. You gotta pray and you gotta ask God for strength. I mean, you can't do it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't have that strength by yourself. You gotta just pray. You gotta ask him for strength and ask him to help you to forgive these people. And, you know, you just gotta give everything that you're going through to him, especially in a situation like that. And that's the only way you're gonna keep forward.
Because a lot of guys, that's the first thing they'll come out their mouth and say. I mean, I love women. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never been molested. I mean, I've been in an abusive relationship before, but I've never been molested or anything like that. But that's the first thing a guy come out their mouth and say, well, if I'm out of my fuck you up, that's why you fuck with girls and this and that. That's their rebound that they like to make, I guess, to make themselves feel better. But they need to also know that people just probably was born just wanting to be with a woman, liking women.
Mm-hmm. So
that's all I just wanted to say. That was it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio. And we'll hit you back in a few minutes, okay?
I bet.
All right, ladies, it's time for Out the Dark. Y'all already know what it is. That's
a good
freaking.
It's going down.
Freaking is what time it is. So tonight, what I want to do, let's go to Twitter. Y'all already know how I do. First person to tweet me a topic, Dealing West. After dark, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to tweet me a good topic or Facebook me a good topic right now. Tag me, KC, and the topic. And I will. But until then, you already know I got to pay the bills, right? So, ladies, what are you doing right now? That sound like a little phone sex operation or something I was just doing right now. I'm sorry. What are you doing, lady? What are you doing in December? Matter of fact, what are you doing December 1st?
I will be in Cali with my big bro and his team C-Zone for a wonderful, wonderful birthday bash.
What's going on at the birthday bash?
King Kales is going to be in the building, baby.
And who is King Kales?
One sexy motherfucker.
Man, how sexy is King Kales?
He's just so sexy. Speechless, baby. Speechless.
I don't know about you, ladies, but I'm going to need each tuning in to She's on Radio to be in California December 1st for Miss Javon's birthday bash. It is going down. It's really, really, really going down. I'm not going to promote anything that's not going down, and that is going down. If you have never seen King Kales perform before, you need to be in the building because, matter of fact, I don't even know where you've been if you haven't seen King Kales before. King Kales is awesome.
Yes.
Not only is she an awesome performer, she's an awesome person, and she needs support, and I'm going to need you all to be there to support King Kales, just because I said so. And if you're not there, I'm going to get my belt, and we're going to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to spank it hard, real hard. And also, yes. Miss Javon, she's awesome. If you don't know who Miss Javon is, I don't know who are you. She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
Party just because we said so, and if you're not there, You already know what's going to happen to you. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas. Happy Halloween. It is what it is. You better be there. If you need more information about that, inbox me or DM me on Facebook like right now so I can give you everything you need to know on how to make the California December 1st. All right? If you ladies are interested, I know half of y'all on Facebook, half of y'all on Downlink, half of y'all on MySpace. Hey, we understand that. That's okay. Who doesn't like those social networks? I know I do. But look, we have a new social network called She's On. It's for the ladies. You can post whatever you want to post. You don't have to worry about going into jail because you're posting your seductive pictures. You can post whatever. We have the forums. We have. You can come on there and promote your event. You can do whatever you want to do on She's On. www.shezone.org is going down. So, let's go to Twitter. Let's, oh, all these Twitters. Oh, my goodness. She does it every time. Every time she does it with the topic. Ladies, let's talk about dirty pussy. Who's ready for that? She always know how to make me smell. Lord, Teddy.
Yeah.
What's your view on dirty pussy? How do you feel about a pussy that's dirty, that's just washed out?
That's just wrong. Wrong, that's wrong. Damn it. Get some soap, a washcloth, some water, wash it. Let it smell like flowers. Something. If it's dirty, I ain't making eating nothing. I'm going to bypass it. God damn it. That's all I can say. That's just wrong. Clean it. Don't nobody want to be with a woman who has a dirty pussy. I mean, it's not going to go down. Not going to happen. I don't know what other words I can say, but it's wrong. Nasty. It's trifling. I can go on and on. How you feel about it, bro?
You already know how I feel about it. Look, ladies, ladies. Ladies, 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 there's no excuse for your goddamn vagina to smell like corn chips.
Oh, God.
Not the business. Coochie is supposed to have a smell. It's supposed to bring the human in to it to smell and exhale. It's not supposed to get them there and kill them. It's not fair. I mean, that should be against the law. That should be a crime against smelling delicacy, smell like a fish market. It is not cute. They make products to change the beast. You know, they have Dove. They have Dow. They even have the cheap stuff at the Dollar Tree that you can get. And it works great because sometimes I have to get it, okay? There's nothing wrong with going to the Dollar Tree and getting you a little bit of the dollar stuff. There's all kinds of stuff to make that cookie smell good. And it's not fair to whoever you're trying to bring down there to give you some stuff. Because nobody wants to, everybody likes fried lake trout. I mean, it's cool. We don't want it raw. That's just rude. Like, who wants that? Like, ugh.
I know. No, I don't, bro.
They don't piss me off tonight, man. Why
Lord.
I just feel like as women should know better. Women should know better to clean that stuff. Like, okay, everybody goes to the big girls. Let me tell you something about the big girls. To me, the big girls are cleaner than the little girls. And I'm big, and I like to clean, okay? If you can't take a shower, okay. If you are homeless, okay. Let me tell you something how to do about the homeless. Because you're homeless, there's no excuse. A lot of people are like, I don't have nowhere to go. It's no excuse to have what you would call it, okay? You can go to Walmart, you can go to McDonald's, you can take your little wet nap, you get paper towels free, soap free. You may can't afford the real stuff, but the soap is in there for free. Walmart's open 24 hours a day. McDonald's open to 12. Wendy's open to 1 on the weekends. There's no excuse. There's always somewhere you can go, even if you got to go jump in the river. You know what I'm saying? It's something, somewhere to go. It's just no excuse. You can smell like things. It's no excuse. No excuse. I'm not trying to hit it. No. If you need If you need cleansing tools, anything to wash your body off, feel free to call me. I will mail them to you.
Call me. I'll mail them to you too, bro. I got you. I'll help you.
All right, man, because it's serious. Like, women should take care of their body, man. God created us to be flowers. He did not create us to smell like a pack of hot dogs. Okay? So, you ladies need to get on that. And, yes, I definitely want to hear how people feel about this tonight, because this is a very, very, very,
very
good topic. Ladies, Priest Festival 1 right now. We definitely want to talk to you. If you're listening online, 646-719-716, Lord, don't beat me. 9677, press the 1, ladies. Look, we talking about dirty coochie. And I know everybody got something to say about the woman and the dirty coochie. Let's go. 919-806, talk to us. Hello? 919-806? All right, 340-227. How do you feel about the dirty coochie? Talk to us. Hello, 340. Teddy?
I'm on here, bro.
All right, let's go to area code 302-287. How do you feel about the dirty coochie? Press that one, ladies.
That is just trifling. If you are not washing your dirty twat, that is disgusting, bitch. Use some soap and some water. Spread your lips. Get all inside of there or on the outside. You need to clean inside your pussy, please. And get a dish. Vinegar and water will clean your shit right out. Do not walk outside like you have ham and cheese in your underwear. That is disgusting. And who wants to fuck that? That is nasty. Why are you so quiet?
You were going in.
Because that was the truth. That is nasty. Number one, as a woman, why don't you want your pussy to smell good? Like, I smell my shit. I guess I sit on the bed. I open my legs. I look down there. I spread my lips apart. Okay, you look good. You look good. Okay, let me see how you smell. Okay, smell good. If I even think I stink, a bitch is in the shower, and I will wash over and over and over and over again. And then please make sure you are dishing. Dishing is to clean the inside of your body. You can't get inside your pussy, so you need something that can get inside your pussy to clean it out and make sure it's fresh. A dish will not, honey, it don't bite. Water does not bite. Soap and water does not bite. It is your friend. Become one with it. Oh my God, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how girls go down on other girls and they stink. Oh my God, I just want to throw up. So, man, if I go down there and you smell like ham and cheese, bitch, I'm running for the hills. Oh my God, this is so dirty. Y'all ever went down on a girl that stunk?
Hell no.
Yes, yes. Yes, I have. KC, yes, I, girl, yes, I have, yes, I, let me tell you something,
Wait, who say yes, and why y'all sound so far away?
KC, can you hear me?
No, y'all still sound real far away.
Do I sound far away?
Oh, no, you don't sound far away.
It's KC, what you still sound like you're far away now.
Yes, KC, something wrong with your phone, hon.
Come back. Don't leave me. Come back. Having technical difficulties. Please bear with us. Management.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
I'm sorry. That was KC. That was me talking about the thunder coochie. But, yeah.
Wait, you said you went down on somebody who boom stomped?
Man, let me say something. I didn't go down. I went partial down, okay? some coochies will fool you. You know what I'm saying? Some coochies will fool you. Because these are coochies that it smells good until you get down to the hole. You know what I'm saying? And when you get to the hole, it just want to just kill you. Like, it's smacking the face, like, back up. It's like a caution sign. You know what I'm saying? I have been there before in my life. And I'm the type of person, if I go down on a coochie and it doesn't smell good, I'm going to let you know I have asthma and I can't breathe, and I'm going to need you to take care of that. It's killing me.
Right. You need
to tell them
that's a hazard. You're trying to kill me.
Yes. Sure, they don't make hazards. I'm going to need people to start using them. Stop telling these girls their stuff smells good. You need to be real with them, man. You need to let them know that it smells like a pack of sardines.
Oh, gracious.
That is nasty, Casey. Tittlings. But wait, because you still have these studs that will still screw these bitches that stink, and I don't know how they do it. That is so nasty to me.
I can't do it.
I mean, want to come back to health class. I mean, there is a proper way of washing your pussy, and please know how to do it. But that's my thought on it. Oh, and Casey, can I answer that girl's question?
Yes, you can.
You know, then if she's still listening, number one, it never goes away. We don't, for victims of rape, we don't never forget. We don't forget shit. For some women who have been raped, then yes, that's the reason why they're gay, because, you know, a lot of the times they can't trust a man. A man violated them, so they could never trust a man. For others, such as myself, I've always liked women. I've liked women since I was a little girl. But, you know, when the rape far, that I would never put my trust in a man or anything else. So do we forget? No, we don't forget. We forgive them, and you have to forgive them, because if you don't forgive them, then you won't be able to move on with your life mentally. But do we forget? No, sweetheart, we don't never forget. That's what us every day, 24 hours a day, all we do is put it in a box and put it all the way in the bag. And that box does not become open until we get into a relationship where we want to discuss our certain things in our past with our mate. And we want them to understand certain things. But, no, it never goes away. But back to the dirty pussy, wash your pussy. Nobody wants to eat that. Nobody wants to stick their fingers or their tongue or their strap in that. Please wash up. Washing is easy. It makes you feel better. Get a good night's sleep when you wash your pussy. Trust me.
Amen.
There ain't nothing like a foul trout coochie. That's not cute.
Not at all. Mm.
Not at all, honey.
Mm-mm.
That's right. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm about to have me some more soup because I'm hungry.
Go eat.
But I am big. Like, the only thing I can't eat is, I brought some Jell-O, so I might get some Jell-O. Doctor told me I could sip Jell-O. And I brought some baby food, like, you know, the baby food, but it's pears, though. Oh, my God, it's so good. I got a couple of them in the freezer. I'm about to go ham on them.
All right.
But I'll be listening. Okay, see, I am going with you to Cali. And I hope you know that. All
right. Well, we just going to have to pack it up and let's go.
Yes, honey. Cali will see us.
Yes, yes.
Going down.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Me, you get better, okay?
I will. Thank you, brother. Babe, I'll be calling you after the show is over. Okay.
All right. There you go, 919-989. Tell us your stories. How do you feel about the coochie, the funky coochie?
God, it's crazy that's that second topic, because I have a dirty pussy story. Samantha Varnum. I give two shits. I don't care. Ooh. That's how dirty it was. I could disrespect her on that level.
Oh,
like,
God.
Ooh. She was my second girl that I had ever been with, ever. And I took her out to the bowling alley, and I went to the skating ring, and then we went to my friend's house party, and I got her drunk, and we stumbled back to her house, and a lovely evening, right? Why didn't somebody tell my young ass that maybe after the skating ring, the bowling alley, and a party and some drinks, she might want to wash off first? Why didn't my teenage brain think, hey, maybe she might need to wash. She's been sweating all day. Now, this is I didn't know until now what it was, but her pussy was so bad. She must wash her pussy with a dirtier pussy. Like, it's so, it was bad, and she was white, and her shit was purple and blue.
Ew.
So, that couldn't have been good. Like, somebody had gave her pussy a black eye, and it had this glossy look, not the sheen from being wet, like this thick, like a giant spit on it or something, like a giant punched her in the pussy and then spit on it, and poured it with, seasoned it with garbage juice, and then that's when she opened her legs for me to eat. Like, dun 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 dun.
No,
what? Close the curtain. God, what? Now, the bad part is, I tried to look at it. I did a couple of strokes, and I was like, I can't. I'm sorry. And she was so offended. She tried to push my head down and everything. I'm like, that's nothing I can do. I can't do it.
No way.
Her pussy was so dirty that I didn't talk to people of her race afterwards. It made me racist.
Oh, gosh.
This shit made me racist, real talk. I didn't talk to white girls again until I went to college. And I still won't fuck them. I won't kiss them, and I won't touch them. I'm still traumatized. This is the worst pussy I ever saw. It was like fake. It was so dirty. It looked like a horror movie pussy. Like, it was crazy. It was too much for a teenage brain. Too much. And then I've had another dirty pussy experience. Never mind. I'm not even going to. You know, no, not doing it. Not telling. But it's
don't
bad.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it because it's bad. And people are going to be looking at me like, you did what? Yeah, I done did it. I done had bitches so clean you can eat them, you can get your red wings. I done had bitches so dirty that we didn't do a second date. Like, but dirty pussies are bad and I hate them. Any other kind of pussy I fucks with. Any other kind, but sick or dirty. Fat, skinny, hairy, long, the big clits, the waterfall clits. I love them all. But it got to be clean, and it got to be clean. This shit got to be clean, man. It don't take a lot. I wash my pussy with hot water. If you can't get in contact with some hot water, but you drink it, but you won't pour it on your pussy, I need to know what's wrong with you and where your mother went wrong and why you don't have no friends that tell you about yourself.
You know what? That's the main problem, Winter. The main problem is people are out there befriending people, and as soon as they underarms and their coochie smell like dungeon, they act like, oh, my God, I'm not going to tell that. I don't want to hurt her feelings. And you're not a friend. A real friend would say, hey, come on now.
You smell bad. Not even
right.
A lot bad, but a lot bad. But I'll tell my friend, and I won't tell her. If I can't say it, I'll text it. And thank God for technology, because you don't even have to say it these days. You can text it, and they will appreciate it, because if I stink, and you smelt me, and you let me walk around like that, we got a problem. Me and you have a problem. And that's it. Like, and we didn't have a problem. If you had said, hey, bitch, you tart, I'd have been like, all right, I'm going to go wash, because that's all you got to do. Like, if somebody tell you you stink, all you need is water. And the situation is fixed. So if you stink, if somebody tells you, it's okay, because all you got to do is put water on it. It's okay. It'll go away. It's not like the end of the fucking world. They didn't tell you you had AIDS. Told you stink. Go wash your ass. It's not a big deal. Be grown about your shit and dip your balls. Like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Dip your fucking balls. But I personally am entirely too old for anybody to be smelling any part of me. But back in the day, early 20s, college years, oh, I'll just skip a shower. Like, no, no, no. Hold on, bitch. Rewind. Re-fucking rewind. My roommates, they you know, just check Kentea's drawer. She's got fucking deodorant. Yeah, just yeah, check my shit. I got all the shit you need. All the shit you need. You musty do. Get you some Degree Fresh Oxygen and some Dove Original Clean. Ain't no smell getting through that. If you got coochie smells, get you some azo yeast. Take it twice a week, two pills, and you will never have your pH balance itself right on out. That's it. And that's if you balling on a budget. If you can afford more expensive shit, I got you there too. Like, this is the cheap shit. So for what? Azo yeast and whatever else I said, I'm pretty sure it's under $10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking sure. Eat yogurt. That'll keep you right. That'll keep you right. Drink plenty of water. That'll keep you right. And if you just so happen to be one of them bitches that smell strong, hey, there are tricks. Cool. If you lightly coat your body in medicated powder, you won't even be as ashy as you think you're going to be, and you'll be good. Just a light coating of medicated powder. You the discount brand, $1.51 from Dollar General, you'll be good. It's so easy to smell good. I don't know how people smell bad. Like, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
It should be a crime.
It is. In jail, I don't know if either of y'all have been in jail, but yeah, you can't stink in the cells. It is a crime.
Yeah, I've been there before. No, it's not going down.
You can't stink in jail. Like, what the fuck? You can't stink in school. You can't stink at work. You will get fired. My home girl could.
And talk about it.
Badly.
Badly.
I mean, they will trash talk you. You'll be their favorite topic. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. You smelled it. Yes. It was a bitch. Her name was Tabitha. She worked at a job with me, and her underarm felt really bad towards the end of her shift. But, I don't give a fuck about these stank hoes. Like, I'm so offended by the smells. I have no problem saying their name.
I'm not mad.
That's the one thing I can't deal with. If you're, like, fake, or you're a hater, or you're a cheater, like, I won't be so mad that I'll disrespect you, because everybody deserves respect, because everybody's human. But if you stink, I'm just mad. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm going to give them a bar soap and a washcloth if they use it.
Oh, shit, I got your tweet. You're a winner, too, fucking teddy bear.
Thank you very much.
Aw. Fucking winner. Season's a fucking winner. Y'all some fucking winners. And that's just how that goes. So what happened, just if y'all have time to tell me, when did y'all implicate the firecrackers?
Because, you know, some people talk 10 minutes, you know, and we got a whole lot of people that want to talk, so I brought you back Monday. I said, hell, I got a timer, let people get their little talk on. Once I click that damn firecracker, I already know what time it is.
That's rough. I love it, but that's rough.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hold on. You doing a plus-size exotic calendar?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck out of here. Real talk?
I can't get in there. She won't let me get in there.
You doing studs or fibs?
Yes. Yes. I'm doing plus-size right now. I'm going to see. Well, probably not. But every time when I do a calendar, I do fibs and studs. But I'm going to see how many people come in first. And the first, you know, I'm going to probably start off with the fams first.
Yeah. I want to know why I can't get in that calendar.
Yeah, why can't she get in the calendar? What's up with the nepotism?
I
want
to get in here. I want to be the last.
Yo.
But I want to thank you so much, Ms. Pimp, for coming in and talking to us and giving us a
you
little bit of time.
Man.
And we'll be back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Here you go, 972. Talk to us. Let us know exactly how you felt about the Dirty Funky Coochie.
Dirty Funky Coochie is trifling, ornery, and nasty. You need to go to the store, into the high feminine hygiene aisle, and get a Norform, a douche, some soap, something, and clean that twat up. Because it is not what's hot at all. I hate to go down on a female and my nose hairs are burning. I come up, I don't have no eyebrows, no nose hairs, shit, no hair on my head. Cause shit's so nasty.
Oh, damn. oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
It's disgusting. I know my grandmama, my mama, my aunt, they all, they're old school. Before I even started whatever, going to the store and getting my dishes, they showed me just how you get a hot water bottle, baby, and mix the vinegar in the water and do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know anybody that has a mama or a granny, they should know how to do that. Don't nobody want to go down on nobody and have no dirty pussy with no lint balls, no crust, no grime, no nothing extra in the area. That is so disgusting. Disgusting. Mm. Nasty.
Pray for him.
Pray for him. Need some less.
Pray for him. Bless him with a bar soap, some Vagisil, some something.
It's nasty. It is so nasty. Also, so how do we get into the plus size calendar?
You have to email me on that email I just posted.
I didn't hear it because your phone is like making noises, cutting me in and out.
Nah, I posted on Twitter, on Facebook. Just go to my page.
Okay.
It's SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com.
Okay. But yeah, they need to clean that up, because stanky pussy won't get you far at all.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Yeah. All right. Well, we definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. Huh? We'll be back at you, okay?
All right, and follow me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter name? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Dimple! LUV Z.
I think I'm already following you.
I don't know if I'm following you, so you gotta tweet me though. I don't know.
Teddy's not following me. I think you are, KC.
Well, tweet me
well,
then.
You are. Yeah, we're twittering back and forth, but Teddy's not.
Can you tweet me so I can follow you?
Yeah. What's your name on Twitter?
Teddy Bear _BA83.
_S_Bell.
Okay.
Yay. I definitely will.
You'll see my beautiful face.
Oh, and then you'll see mine.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So I'll get at y'all later and have a good night.
All right.
How you doing? 804-882. Tell us how you feel about the dirty pussy.
Oh, shit.
Yo, you already know who it is. It's Poison Corruption Noise. She's on radio. Get off me.
Ooh,
the
no.
Dirty pussy, sister. How you feel about the dirty pussy?
Dirty coochie. You know I got a lot to say about that, bro. Like, come on. But before my phone died, right? It's like really beeping. Anyway, before my phone, all I gotta say is that dirty coochie is not is disrespectful. Is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It should be illegal, and a whole lot of other shit. I'm gonna let y'all know now. I don't get there with the dirty coochie in my phone. Beeping in my ear. That's about to go dead. But before the shit goes completely. All I gotta say is that stay away from it, ladies. I'm trying to tell you, if you smell it for stitch, stay away, because it's either got a disease or somebody's just their hygiene is not up to date, and it's not good. Trust me,
cool.
I've been through it one time before, and I would never go through it again.
Oh baby,
yes. It hurt my feelings, like, because I don't really have feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it hurt my feelings.
It hurt my sister's feelings. It's going down.
Baby, let me tell you, it hurt my feelings. It was skin deep. It was skin deep. It cut me like a motherfucking dirty ass raisin, a jail cell with 8 bitches fighting over one nugget.
Goddamn, you should have threw a bomb.
Shut up, man.
Hey, boy,
shut up, man.
No, she's telling it like it is.
Can't see you. I know, because you know I'm going to keep it wrong. I'm not going to put her name out there because you already know who I'm talking about. But don't do that. Don't do that to me. I'm not gonna put a name out there because you know I'm a drama free person. Bitch, if you jump on me again, I swear to God. Oh, sorry, I was talking to my dog. Anyway, but no, he keep jumping on me because he missed me. Anyway, because I have not seen him all week since I've been home. I've been working. I hope y'all having a good night. Talking about dirty coochie and whatnot. But anyway, I just want to say I love y'all, and I'm at home. I gotta get ready for work tomorrow again, and that's all I gotta say. I'm gonna finish this Corona, and I'm gonna get ready for bed because I gotta work tomorrow.
That's all for me.
Bro.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio. Sister, and I'll hit you back later.
Yeah, you do that, but the rest will tell you anyway. Good night.
Bye-bye. She's crazy, babe. All right, you can dial 3371. Tell us how you feel about that phone gap of Sister Nene. 202-501.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you feel about that funky
culture? Well, it's an abomination. It was in the Bible. People don't know it, but it was in the Bible also. It's called wash your ass. He didn't say it that way, but it was in there in between Mark Luther and you dirty bitch. It was in there.
Amen.
It was in there. And it's just trifling because we all grown. You know your body. You smell you before anybody else smell you. So if I smell you, that means you've been smelling yourself for an hour, which means you nasty. So that's trifling. You know. But, I mean, you got dirty bitches out there. What can you say? And it's not our fault. It's the bitches who still fuck with them knowing that they pussy still dirty. It's their fault because they need to tell them. If they don't know, if don't nobody tell them, they don't know. You can't do better till you know better. You feel me? So if you don't know no better, you can't do better. But
right.
I figured, I mean, cheap way to do it, just get some deodorant. Wipe it down there a couple of times. It's called sweating. That's a cheap way. You already got to use deodorant. A couple of wipes around the area of your legs and all that, and you Gucci. No sweat, no nothing. Easy, you know? But, I mean, it is what it is. But it's nasty. And that's some graphic, if anybody want to know. I said it. It's nasty.
You said who?
Who you think I said?
Hey,
boo.
Hey, there.
But anyway, I need to be a prop on a bigger calendar because I'm not big, but I could be a prop. You know,
so
I could
be a prop.
I could be somebody's shirt or a G string or something.
Oh Lord,
you know. No prop. You know, you could use me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know I use you.
See, there we go, flippers. There we go.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
No.
Hey, there's another thing I wanted to say, too. Who was that talking about? They was messing with the girl with the blue and the pink and the purple-ish stuff. That's called the blue waffle. They got pictures of that. I hope you didn't go in there and do nothing. That's called the blue waffle. I seen that on the internet yesterday. Somebody posted a picture of that. It was blue and purple, and it was on a white girl. It's called Blue Waffle. It's highly contagious.
I hope
you didn't mess with that, because you got it in your mouth. You make a muffin, blueberry muffins all in your mouth every time you talk. That's nasty.
Yes. And it got teeth.
Yes, it's nasty.
It's real nasty, man.
That is nasty. That's priceless. Ooh.
Thank you, Mary. I had to pray over that one. I did. That's another abomination.
Yes, it
but
is.
That's it. That's all I had to say because I don't have any run-ins because I do a finger check. I don't like surprises. I don't like to be surprised. So I put the finger. If it don't smell right, you got to go. I don't even go down. No. Mm-mm. I got to get bad gag reflux and I be done threw up all over you. That's not sexy. So we don't do that.
That's true.
But that's it. I'm about to take my toe to bed because I have to get on the road tomorrow. I just came, you know, to listen to see what you guys were talking about and to get me a little laugh, you know, while I smoke. It's quite hilarious.
You should have heard the conversation about the butter booty, man. That was funny.
Oh, God, man. No. No. No.
Well, you can bring it back up. I'm still going to be here. You know, you can go ahead, you know, click me off and you can bring it back up so I can laugh.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through these next couple of people. We got a whole lot of people. So, I'm going to go ahead and talk to them right quick, and I'm going to come right back to you, all right?
You already know.
All right. Area code 302-279. How do you feel about the butter booty and the... I'm just joking, Jenny. How do you feel about stanky coochie? 302-279, give it to us raw.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, I just got to say something real quick. I'm about to answer your question, but the blue waffle disease, I seen it. That's nasty.
Yes.
It's really, really... I almost pulled my hair out.
Ooh, don't do that. Oh, God.
Don't do that. Don't pull your hair out.
It was just really nasty. It's really nasty. But I'm going to answer your question, but in a gay man type of way. I'm going to refer it, because I like to eat ass, so I'm going to say booty hole. So we're going to flip it around. So, hey. I'm trying to answer your question. I got to flip it around so I can answer the question.
Okay. Do what you got to do, baby. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. But I don't suck dick. Don't do that. Don't get the outfit for it. Don't get the hair for it. I don't do that. All right. So, that's nasty. Because a few times I went down, everything's looking beautiful, and I went down, you like, mm-mm. I'm the kind of person, I don't even try. As soon as I smell something, the first thing I said was like, you know what? Let's do something else. It's like, this is for a girl too. Now I'm about to write it down, y'all. This is for y'all girls, lesbians, studs, all y'all. I love all of y'all. The rainbow. I'm loving it. When y'all going down to your girl and y'all smell something, first of all, don't make it feel like you're going right to it, because if you're going right to it, now you're stuck, and yeah.
You got to play around it,
like go to the thigh, do a little sniff, go over here, do another sniff, just to make sure it's safe to enter. You got to make sure it's safe to enter, so that's what I do. I like go around, kiss the cheek, just to give a little smell, because you're going to smell it, trust me. If it's not smell like nothing, then it's good to enter. But if you're going right to it and they know you're going right to it, and it's, I'm upset. you done trapped it, though.
Yeah.
And now the lady is expecting you to eat her out. What you going to say? Like, you can't really say, like, oh, let's do something else. If you beat around it, like, you know what, I'm getting tired, let's do something else, or like that. You know, let's just watch a movie, something. Like, flip it up. Hey, my lie, come on. Just flip it up. But I've been in situations like that when I was in hospital, I was about to eat a nice, clean booty hole, and no, that's when it just wasn't going down. I got, no. No.
Oh,
I'm mad y'all got quiet on me.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm like, oh my.
That is nasty, but that blue waffle thing, ew. The lady that was on the phone, that's what it was, a blue waffle disease, and that looks nasty. That picture I seen, the light was all, it was a pussy on top of a pussy on top of a pussy on top of a pussy. That shit was nasty. Ew.
Oh,
yeah,
ew.
Ew.
It's just teeth. I can't get over the teeth. You see the teeth in it? Something gross teeth or something like that.
Oh my God, I saw that picture too. Something with the look.
It grew some pearly whites right on your coochie. That is nasty. If you see a girl with teeth on a coochie, I would need you to call
Run. I wasn't understanding the teeth part though. I saw that picture. I wasn't understanding that. I'm like, is that in someone's mouth?
No, it was somebody's stuff. It grew in it.
Ew! Oh my God! It's so nasty. Sorry.
Yeah. Some girls enjoy to have that, so they enjoy
stuff like
that.
I can't believe stuff like that grows on people. Oh gosh.
I don't ever want waffles again. Never ever.
Well,
never ever.
Wait, what you gonna go to? What you gonna go to? Pancakes?
I don't even know. You might come up with a new STD. Pancakes.
If they got a waffle disease, then you know they got a pancake disease. You know they got a
pancake
disease.
They're gonna have a bacon disease next, bacon. Nasty shit.
I'm just telling you, all the cars out there. Yeah, I seen the fishing. It was really nasty. And but yeah, I'll answer the question. It's just really nasty. Just beat around it, like especially if you know it stinks. Just be like, oh, let's do something else. That's the answer to the question. And that's it.
Oh, y'all just had to talk about blue off. Y'all get on my nerves.
Wait a minute. I gotta say something. I just thought about something. Very important. Into this conversation. You listening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. How you motherfucking doing?
I'm on my nerves.
I had to do it. Only team smiles. Anyway, I love y'all. Get back to your other callers. Shout out to all the callers because, you know, even though this is not my radio show, but shout out to everybody that's listening. Hey, hi.
How you doing? Yes. One more time.
One more time, what? Oh.
Yeah, go ahead and say it one more time because I can't get to the portal. So say it, what was that?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I don't want a motherfucking call it, Dory. Bitch, y'all like me as sheep. Bitch, y'all like me as sheep. Okay, let me stop. I'll do my. Let me stop.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio.
What a problem.
We'll get you back later, okay?
All right. See y'all.
All right. There you go, L3468. How do you feel about that sweaty, funky coochie? Talk to us.
Good morning, Casey. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning.
This is Lola Von T.
Hey,
I just
baby.
Want to start and say that it is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
But thank you. Okay. Now about the coochie.
Uh-oh.
I don't like it. It's a stain. I don't. I just be like delete. I smell very, very well. I mean, my sense of smell is very strong. And if I smell something just awful and disgusting, I mean, you see it in my face, I'd be like, ugh. Mm-mm. So, I mean, it just goes along with that good hygiene. If your pit stinks, if your stuff stinks, then there's a problem. Maybe you need to go to the doctor. You might need to get that checked out, get some medicine for that. I mean, but I think I only have one experience with a female, and she was just stinking. I was like, you need to go get that checked out. I was like, because it didn't smell really nice. So she was like, are you serious? I was like, yes. I mean, because if I don't tell them, then nobody else is going to tell them. And then, you know, they think it's fine, you know. But then they escape. And then it's Teddy.
Huh?
Me forgiving you?
No.
I said, do you forgive me?
Yeah, I forgive you.
Are you sure? Because I was dying laughing last night. Oh, my gosh. I really was.
It's no problem, baby. It's no problem.
But I'm not going to bring it up tonight. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm because...
Hold on, wait. It's already been brought up.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
I'm coming to terms with it, but you know it's not going down. It's just having fun. Hey, it is what it is, but it's not going down. For the record, people, it's not going down. Hell no.
Okay, but I'm trying to tell you, I was in tears, like, seriously. I was hard down, tears and tears. But, Casey, you didn't help the situation either. I mean, because I couldn't hardly make it last night. But,
thank you.
Thanks, Bob. I hit you up on Twitter. I'm about to go to sleep. Just some bread.
Hit me up on Twitter.
All right. There you go, Fastly. 2377. Tim, how do you feel about the Family Hoochie?
Finally, I got through. I cannot believe it. I just don't get why I wasn't getting through earlier, but I'm here now, and I'm happy to answer that for you. After listening to previous callers, especially the funny guy, how you doing? He had me laughing while waiting my extra long time. But anyhow, I just think that some females who are lesbians, if they have an aroma that's a little awkward or you just can't really deal with it, the smell is too strong, 9 times out of 10, they're probably bisexual and they've been hiding it. Either that or they're hairy as hell, and hair holds funk, and so does dick. Dick holds funk. His cum comes out of dick. It goes in pussy. Therefore, that's why it smells, because the way a woman is programmed is to discharge trash, dirt, substances, secretion, things like that. So of course it's going to be a smell. And if you smell yourself, then you know that another person definitely can smell you. If you flopping down and you smell something flop back up, then you know it's time to go change your panties, wash up, or whatever. It's like, come on, people, we all have common sense a little bit at least, you know. So it's like, if you're going to go on a date or you got a bitch over for a movie or whatever the case, you know something might get cracking after one or two drinks, perhaps you should go, you know, shower, freshen up, get some clean panties on, spray some Victoria's Secret or some shit. I don't know. It's common sense. It's not rocket science. I mean, it's like, damn, you know. So, I mean, no one's perfect. Everyone has some kind of smell. I'm sure we all do. And there's no one on this line that got on there and said that they were absolutely just no fucking smell at all, because they'd be lying. Not unless it's fresh out the fucking shower, not even 1.5 minutes after. And then that's when you put it in someone's mouth, and there will be absolutely no fucking smell. Unless there's a disease or she's bisexual on the DL. As simple as that. So my question to that is just wash it for me, and I prefer it right after the bath. No one's perfect. As simple as that. Did you hear that? Hello?
I heard it.
Wow. There's no enthusiasm there. I actually have an answer to your 12 calendar issue also. But the problem is I'm in Long Beach, California, and you're somewhere else. But if there's a way we can maybe collaborate, you might want to check out my business page and see what I do.
I think my brother is having... Yeah, there you go. I thought you was gone for a minute.
Yeah, I had a technical difficulty, but I'm back. But what exactly did you just now say? Her got a little crooked a little bit. I was...
What happened?
No, I heard you say something that we hear that.
About the calendars?
Oh, no, the first one.
About the calendars? Or about where I'm from? Or what?
No, you were just talking about the smell. You asked if we hear that.
Oh, yeah, because I heard complete silence.
Yeah, but I had technical difficulties on my phone. But,
oh.
How about
I
was
wow, are you serious? I'm over here talking to myself the whole time.
No, Teddy was there.
Oh, no, I was just saying that. I just said, you know, to wrap it up, it's like if there is a smell, 9 times out of 10, a lesbian woman is probably bisexual on the DL.
Right.
Because guys usually, you know, the penis usually carries smells, you know. Guys are not always the cleanest guys either, you know. They don't always, you know, clean very well or pull the foreskin back or wash up under the ball sacks and things like that. You know, they got to get in there. And sometimes they don't get in there. Like, a woman needs to get in there, take a face towel, and put it inside of your hole if you can stand it. And just
right.
like you do coochie kegels or whatever, suck the bath water inside and spray it out. Get a dish, like, wash it clean, or stay off the dick. Shave your hair. Like, you know, there's ways that you can keep the smell down because no one's perfect. And then if you, you know, a lot of callers were saying, like, you know, they were doing this or doing that and did the finger smell and all that, and there was some kind of smell there. Well, if she was hanging out with you and she liked you and it was a date like that, she should have washed her ass before she came. And second of all, she should have said, may I use your restroom or whatever, freshened up a bit or bought a second pair of panties or something if she knew it was going to be cracking like that. I mean, 9 times out of 10, we femmes know. If we going over a stud's house, it might go down. So be prepared. It's like, girl, it's like, come on now. I mean, and shave. Like, if you just can't do anything else, shave and take a bath. I mean, that's all you can do. And right before sex, I think, I've just never been the kind of the person that serve up no dirty pussy. So if I haven't had a bath and there's nowhere for me to take a bath, you ain't getting no pussy. As simple as that. So, yeah.
Well,
and that was my take on that part. I just feel like, you know, a woman is in control of her body and when to give it. If she know it ain't right, she been at work all day or whatever, then, you know, I would be like, can we postpone this day for another day or play hard to get? Use it as a perfect time to not give it to her. Make her think you want to give it to her, but you know you stank low-key. But you just like, you know what, I'm not going to give her this, but I'm about to play hard to get, and she's going to be like, ooh, shit. She's going to want that shit even more tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll come back with a claim. You know what I mean? Fuck that. No, you can't finger me. No, you can't. We could kiss. We can throw a scam. We can watch this good movie. We can act like high school students or whatever, hump and grind. But other than that, we're not about to do anything else because I have not had a bath. So, yeah. So, with the calendar, like I said, the plus-size calendar is actually a great idea, and I would love to collaborate and maybe share some ideas and thoughts with you on that. I'm a fashion stylist, and I've also been working with a couple of girls getting ready for the January edition of next year. So, that's why I was saying, I think you're my friend on Facebook. I think we've actually said business cards or something like that. But I'm Regina Norris on there, and my fan page is Fashion Stylist. It's www.obsessedistyle.com, and I just do like before and after makeovers and things like that. I'm a shopper for wardrobe and accessories, and I charge $20 an hour. But I could do a whole calendar for you and print it out and all that. Like, I know all the hookup for it and what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, all right. Well, definitely hit me up in my email and we can talk about that.
All righty. I heard you say it earlier, but you're just She-Zone on there, right?
Yeah. I'm the email is SHE.Z. Pretty much She.Zone with 2 E's at Gmail.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will hit that email up right now, and if you respond, then I know I got it right. So She-Zone with 2 E's at gmail.com.
That's right.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for having me, and I'm glad I called in. I really thought it was about domestic violence, but hey, whatever. I got swindled in.
Yeah, this is the
wrong show, huh?
The thing about She's On, you know, like I always tell people, is that this show, we have a lot of people calling. You know, if they're not calling in, they're on the internet listening. And, you know, I always try to get people to call in like 15 minutes before because the line is so long. So, and I always do it like I'm always want to be fair to people and, you know, take them in line. I don't want to just pick out favorites and stuff like that. I just want to go straight down the line, first come, first serve. You feel me?
Right.
So that's just, I try to do it fair for everybody, so.
Oh, no, I think you misheard me. I said I thought the topic was about domestic violence.
Oh, yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like, huh?
Okay, well, let me explain that. For the first, so you'll always know, so you know for the future, the first hour is our main topic. It's normally something that we're trying to help people with, like something, you know, domestic violence. Yesterday we talked about, what did we talk about yesterday? Come on, Teddy. The day before that we had lesbians with a disability. You know, we talk about main issues that affect our community.
Lesbian and disability. Oh, my God.
In the first hour. And then our second hour, we lighten it up about a little bit and we talk about anything. You know, we just pretty much.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the first hour is the main discussion, and the second hour is fan talk.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Oh, man, I missed it. I really had some good shit to say, too.
Aw.
But you can
always
go
to our website. You can go to the website and listen to it. It'll be up in like 15 minutes after the show.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, all right. Have a good night or morning, wherever everyone is. Stay blessed. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right, area code 804, this is the last caller for the night, area code 804-236. Talk to us, how do you feel about the funky coochie?
First of all, hey, Teddy.
Hey, baby.
Okay, I'm going to wait for your new name, I'm going to tell you later, okay. But I just want to say this to the person with the blue waffle girlfriend, because did you actually say that you licked it anyway? Like, I'm still stuck on that. Did she say that? She said that, right?
She said she had a girlfriend with blue waffle.
She said she had a girlfriend with a blue and a purple pussy, and she was white, and it was glossy, and she licked it anyway. That's what she said.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm still stuck
wow.
on that part. I'm sorry. I know we're talking about the pussy, but I'm still stuck on that. Because she said she licked it anyway. She tried to lick it anyway. Okay.
I don't know. I would have
so called it, please. Okay, Team Lesbian 101, baby, come on now. That's how we get diseases, and that's come on now. You got to get it together. I'm sorry. You got to get it together. Number two, I haven't spoken on the funky pussy before. I ain't going to tell motherfuckers again. Be clean. That's it. Number three, Casey, I'm officially applying for the firecracker job because you ain't on your shit.
Look,
number four.
Listen to me.
It.
First of all. Hold on.
Oh,
First of all, I have a timer right here.
Okay.
And it may seem long, but it's under 5 minutes. I'm looking at my timer right now. Trust me, the timer is up. And people have 5 minutes
okay.
to talk. Sometimes their stories might not be as exciting as other people, but we gotta let them talk.
That's all
we
can. I know they all are exciting. They all are exciting, but they okay. Okay. Anyway, that's not no issue because that's not my job. I just said I'm applying for it, so you know maybe I get it, maybe I won't. All right. Okay. Anyway, Teddy, I got a new name for you. Sexy Flexi.
All right, now. I like that one. Yes, yes.
You like it? Okay.
I like that one.
Okay. Well, that's all I have to say. I don't have anything else to say. I missed everything because I was so stuck on the blue waffle girl and the fact that she said she still licked it anyway. She just blew my whole entire night. Like, I don't know. Even as a team, and I still wouldn't be licking no pussy like that. I don't care. a teen, a child, a young person. No. Sorry. Everybody know better than that. That's how you get shit. That's
mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how you ask for shit. You ask for diseases and you ask for stinky pussy and you still licking shit that look like that.
This is wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's bad.
That's crying.
Well, other than that, that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. And we'll see you later.
All right.
All right, ladies, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to She's On Radio. Tonight's topic was very awesome. We met some new fans, and we listened to our old fans, and we had a blast. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in. If you haven't gotten the website, but She's On's official website, www.sheson.org. I am also in the making of creating a phone chat so people can call any time of night, any time of day. To talk to lesbians across the world. Wouldn't that be neat? Yeah. So check me out. Facebook, Twitter. I'll be posting as soon as I'm finished working with. So check me out. Y'all better make sure y'all add me. If y'all don't add me, you're going to be missing out on some good stuff because I post stuff every day.
Yes,
so anything pertaining to She's On, I'm the one to talk to. Because I will post some stuff and you will be like, oh my God, I missed it. You wouldn't miss it if you was adding me or if you was adding me or following me. So, yeah. Anyway, for Twitter, at KCVIA, She's On. For Facebook is JUSZKC. For Downing, JUSZKC. Tag, JUSZKC. Instagram, JUSZKC. She's On. Mm-hmm. JUSZKZ. Anyway, tell you somebody can get in contact with you.
Y'all can get in contact with me on Twitter, TeddyBear_VA83, or Facebook.com/Bishop1983. Don't be scared. I love love. I'm a sexy, flexible teddy bear. Come on now.
All right. Y'all ladies have a nice day. And see you on at midnight.